It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Your eye on call.
Oh, Lord, what?
Call D&M.
What's
that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt?
What is happening?
By a wheels-off comment.
All right, it is 6:36 here on the ticket.
Or technical meltdown.
Okay, you're helping.
It's hurting. You're hurting my ears.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
Why don't we start that spot?
What are we saying
over
about D&M?
On the little ticket.
Classic BMW brings you the emergency break of the week here at 7:51. Where the Cowboys go from here, coming up at 8:15, now that the message is clearly not getting through to these players and that debacle last night in Chicago. But right now, just a few more laughs. It's fun to laugh every once in a while when your team just goes to the dogs like the Cowboys have here late in the season. So, once again, here on a Friday morning, we will give you three candidates and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from Bad Radio. They landed a big, big fish this week because Dan McDowell got to talk to the great Chevy Chase. I know he's on Gordo's list. This is one of the guys that someday he wants to talk to.
Yeah, I probably like Dan. Chevy Chase was my idol when I was a little boy.
Me too. Yeah,
I watched him in totally. Seems Like Old Times, and man, that was it for me. I loved him. I wanted to be Chevy Chase.
Yes, and as Dan told him when he was like in high school, just like me, basically he wanted to be Ty Webb from Caddyshack. He wanted to be that cool and that funny.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious character, Fletch.
I wanted to be Fletch, yeah. I thought Fletch was so great.
The vacation movies, all of them. Chevy Chase in his prime, he had it going on. He was hilarious.
Unfortunately, we've always heard that Chevy Chase is one of the bigger jerks and difficult people to work with in the world.
Well, this proves it.
Uh-oh.
Because Chevy is coming to town for a special screening of Christmas Vacation.
I'm hoping to host a Q&A with him, by the way.
Oh, really? So it's you against Dan in this? Because
yeah,
Dan is also submitted, too.
I would love to do this. That'd be great. I wonder who they are going with to
Dan,
talk with.
It may be Dan.
Dan may actually get to sit down with him?
Yeah, he put in, an application of some sort, so he may get to host it.
I want to fill out it. Well, I can't do that if Dan's already filled one out. Anyway. Well,
just be his caddy.
All right.
So here is Chevy Chase talking to Dan McDowell. Chevy is now 76 years old. He knows he's doing a radio interview, and yet he continues to eat on the air.
So then, came to, what kind of a show are we doing, and this and that and the other, and the two of us plunged in. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just wanted to let you go and not talk over you. That's a fault of mine, talking over the guest, and I don't want to do that. How'd you even get to the Smothers Brothers gig, though? So, what's high school, college, all that kind of stuff?
Seriously? I was a writer for about 12 years before SNL. I just wrote for various things like Mad Magazine, and National Lampoon, and National Lampoon Radio Hour, and various things, and it held up, I guess. I don't know what to say. It held up.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. I just never heard anything about your pre-SNL life.
I don't know that it matters, but I don't know what you mean when you say I haven't heard of it. It's just basically, you haven't heard of it.
Yeah. Well, it's just, maybe it's more of interest to me.
Wow. Man. It got better as it went on. Dan really handled it well throughout, just going right back at him.
Yeah, I thought it had some good parts. You know, when he got Chevy talking about Fletch and some of the other movies that he, and where he ad-libbed in those movies, I thought that was good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was great, just because he's Chevy Chase. And I give Dan a lot of credit because he hung in there with him through very different. The guy's eating for the first 2 minutes of the interview. I just like that beginning. Are you there? Why is he worried about his Dan there? What's he doing besides eating? Just the beginning of that one more time.
So then, came to, what kind of a show are we doing, and this and that and the other. And the two of us plunged in. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I need that as an isolated drop.
Yeah. God, it's great. Chevy Chase asking you if you're there. So, yeah, I think that's the first time Chevy has ever been nominated for the Emergency Break of the Week, but we will put him up this week.
Yeah, you're right.
Is that correct, Fernando? Mm. All right, he's candidate number one. Candidate number two from the Hardline is Mike Reiner, who makes this weird sound, either a hiccup or burp. You be the judge, but it stops down the show.
Or open it up completely.
Yeah. And anything that clears out Alabama doesn't get bigger than that.
No, no. And into the evening we went. You had Bedlam, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State. Oklahoma desperately needed a win.
Sorry.
Oh, Mike. Were you trying to say something?
Well, it's just out of nowhere.
I think it was a hiccup.
It was a doink.
Oklahoma desperately needed a win, and they needed a win.
Boy, it stopped Corby right in his tracks, too. Do you have that isolated, Jer? Yeah, I think that is a hiccup. I think Ryan's was right. All right, one more time all the way through.
Or open it up completely.
Yeah. Anything that clears out Alabama doesn't get bigger than that.
No, no. And into the evening we went. You had Bedlam, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State. Oklahoma desperately needed a win.
Sorry.
Sorry. Oh, Mike. Were you trying to say something?
Well, it's just out of nowhere.
I think it was a hiccup.
It was a doink.
Danny.
Oklahoma desperately needed a win, and they needed a win that looked
good. All right, there's Mike as candidate number two. Now, candidate number three happens on the hard line, but we really can't put it on them as much as we can engineering. The hard line was out on remote. We're going to put it on Tony, okay? Tony, our engineer, is candidate number three.
Fancy weather stars.
Because he didn't have the headphones up or something, so the hard line had no idea they were back. And this is one of those scenarios that's good to picture the guy just landing at DFW Airport, turning on the ticket because he's heard about this famous sports radio station, and he hears this.
96.7 FM, the ticket.
It's like listening to a round peg being shoved into a square hole, or in this case, a corner. Stand in Gordo's Corner on the Musers tomorrow morning at 9:15 on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Do they know we're
back? I don't think they're there.
But, like, are they not connected to us, or did they just not know we're on the radio now?
It sounds like we're not connected. I don't hear any background noise.
Right, I'm going to call Corby.
Okay. On the ticket.
We're not on the air, dude. I'm on the air right now talking to you on the cell phone. Okay. All right. We'll play some Van Halen. Do you have any Van Halen, Dave?
Cool the engines.
Hang on. We're up. Oh, man. I love Van Halen.
I don't know what happened there. Jerry, you went through board op training. If the host are not there at the remote, are you instructed to play the questioning fart drop?
No, that's just something kind of happens naturally.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, very organic. I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
It's just tradition at this point.
So professional. They're not there, so let's play that. Let's just hear the beginning of that one more time.
96.7 FM, the ticket.
It's like listening to a round peg being shoved into a square hole, or in this case, a corner. Stand in Gordo's Corner on the Musers tomorrow morning at 9:15 on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, the ticket.
You know what? It was only 2.5 seconds of silence before he fired off the fart drop.
Give it a chance.
Give it a little longer.
Well, since Reiner usually plays their music downline, I think the fact there wasn't any return music was kind of the clue that they weren't there.
Okay. So the ticket board op protocol is not to just go ahead and punch off another commercial. It's to play a fart drop.
It's not really protocol as much as just an unwritten rule.
Oh, man. That's great. All right. So those are your three candidates, Chevy Chase, Rhines, or Tony the Engineer. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break? Hello?
Chris? Hi, boys.
Hey.
Legend of Five, Born.
Oh, man, what a terrible way to start. Just... Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Morning, boys.
Howdy.
Give me the South Oak Cliff con man and go Jesuit Rangers.
Okay. That's a vote for Rhines. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for the Norm-esque lip-smacking Chevy Chase. And as we go into this weekend, I want you to remember the three F's. Faith, family, and football.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM.
Hello, I want to vote for Cornelius Chase.
That's right. That is Chevy Chase's real name, Cornelius.
Mm-hmm. Cornelius good. Vanderbilt Chase.
Wow. Is that what it is?
I think so.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hey, guys, it's your gal pal Susan Hawk here, ready to vote for the Christmas break.
Okay.
The former district attorney?
Susan Hawk is back in action, ready to take on the world once again.
Once again?
So confusing.
Go ahead and vote.
Let me vote for my dream Weaver, Mike, and have a merry Oswald Christmas. Vote for me.
All right, that's weird. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Ryan's mouth gas and Hugh Brown.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hi, Musers.
Hi.
I vote for the hard line.
Why don't you identify yourself?
Okay, I'm a kid and I'm 11 years old.
Oh, man.
Name?
Brady Munoz.
Brady.
Okay. Are you going to school today?
Yes.
Do you make good grades?
Yes, I am. And Walker told me I had AIDS.
Oh! Gosh.
Dang it. He needs a P1 if he throws that at us. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, give me a eating out on the air for the win.
Okay. All right, I don't think it's called that, but that is a Chevy vote.
That's not for the win, is it?
No, it's not for the win. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Oh, hey, guys. How are the Bears going to do tomorrow?
Oh, the Baylor Bears? Baylor?
Yeah.
Who's to say? It's going to be a close game.
I'm to say we're going to win. It's not even going to be close.
Okay.
And I'd like to vote for Chevy Chase.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
I
dumped it. Okay good.
What do you say?
I don't know.
Do something to an old man's blind.
Yeah, that sounded really bad. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Oh, yes. Can I speak to George, please?
Right here.
He's here.
Oh, George, you left your assless leather pants at my house the other night.
Okay. Are you going to vote?
Hello? Yeah, the old gray wolf, please.
Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Brady, why don't you ask your dad about vaginal slice born?
No, yes. No.
Yes.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Am I?
Well, yes, ma'am, you are.
Die.
Hey, Needles, I want to vote for Hollywood Mike Reiner. Just, love you and bring back Cliff Kingsbury.
Okay. There he is, the Red Raider, putting Rhines over the top over Chevy Chase with the win.
Or open it up completely.
Yeah. Anything that clears out Alabama doesn't get bigger than that.
No. And into the evening we went. You had Bedlam, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State. Oklahoma desperately needed a win.
Sorry.
Oh, Mike.
Were you trying to say something?
Oh, it's out of nowhere.
I think it was a hiccup.
It was a doink.
Oklahoma desperately needed a win, and they needed a win that looked good, and they got it.
Mike's been racking up some points the last couple of years. How many is that?
89th win and 22 behind Norman Blue Pill Hitzkus.
Okay. Mike Reiner, your winner.
Talked about
in the e-break.